When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and today I want to answer a question that I get asked a lot. A lot of people ask, why are covert narcissists so nice to outsiders and a monster to you at home, all right? So I'm going to go through four reasons why they do that, all right? Number one, the most obvious reason why a covert narcissist would be nice to outsiders and mean to you is number one, they've already got you, okay? A covert narcissist doesn't have to impress you anymore. You know, I always say, you don't know somebody unless you live with them. So these outsiders are not living with the covert narcissist. So from the outside, they're only seeing an outside image of this person. And, you know, the reason that covert narcissist is so nice to outsiders is because they're worried about their image. So number one reason is because of their image. They want to be portrayed as the good guy. They want to be portrayed, you know, as this wonderful person. And what does all of this do? This makes them look good and makes you look bad, okay? So they're worried about their image. They're worried about what people think about them. And I always say, one of the red flags you could tell that you're dealing with a narcissist is they're over obsessed with their image and how they're portrayed by outsiders. They're always worried about what people think, all right? The other reason that covert narcissists are nice to outsiders is because they're grooming, or rather manipulating, these people to align with them against you in the future. So they figure, see, this is the tool of the covert narcissist, is to use outsiders against you. You know, if they have a problem or something like that, they know that these people will be in their corner. So what do? They flatter these people, they charm these people, they go out of their way to do a favor for these people. This is why you could be with a covert narcissist and they're extremely nice to your neighbors. They're extremely nice to, you know, maybe friends and family when you go out. And all of this is so that when you have a problem with that covert narcissist, all right, down the road, people are going to look at you like you're crazy. Like, they were so nice to me. I don't know. The problem must be you. All right. So the covert narcissist thinks ahead. And what they do is they manipulate these other people so that down the road, if you have a problem or you, you know, try to expose the covert narcissist, people will look at you as crazy. All right. So the way covert narcissists, you know, get what they want is they kill people with kindness, people that don't really know them well. They kill them with kindness to try to get something out of them, okay? Now, another big reason why covert narcissists are extremely nice to outsiders is because they're networkers as well. They're always searching for the next best thing. So when they're around outsiders, they're going to test these people by being very nice to them, flattering them, and seeing which people, you know, buy their act or are receptive to them. That way, they know that in the future, if they need something out of these people, they can manipulate them. So, you know, they're always looking for their next best thing. So they may, when they're around outsiders, you know, it's like when you go out, I had a client who went out with his girlfriend to a party that was with his friends, and his covert narcissistic girlfriend was going around talking to everybody else, being really nice to these other people, especially the male people that were at the party, flirting with them. And she was doing it because she was basically prospecting to see who else was around, okay? And she was trying to win these people over, and she was doing it right in front of him. And she didn't care that she was doing it right in front of him. And, you know, the other reason why a covert narcissist is really nice to other people and maybe cold to you when you're out with them is because also they want to stick it up your nose. So what does that mean exactly? They want to show you that outside people like them, all right? And it's to make you feel small, like you're unimportant, you know, they don't need you. Look at the attention that they're getting from these other people. It's to fill you with insecurity, all right? So a covert narcissist is extremely, extremely insecure, but what they want to do is they want to project that insecurity onto you and make you feel insecure, and they always use outsiders. They love triangulation as well. They love to say, oh, even so-and-so thinks you're crazy, or even so-and-so says you have issues or mental issues or something like that. This is to make you feel insecure because the covert narcissist, one of their basic tools in trying to destroy you is to use outsiders against you. And I had done a reel about how reactive abuse is one of the number one abuse tactics that covert narcissists use. You know, they want you to lose your cool, lose, you know, pop off and everything and be reactive and be emotional or yell and scream or cry. And they stay very much in control to make you look crazy. And somebody made a comment and he was so on point, and he said, the number one abuse that a covert narcissist does is to isolate you from family and friends, okay, and make you feel like the outsider. And that is exactly right, and that's exactly what they do. They try to make you feel like you're the outsider. So you guys, this is what a covert narcissist does when they're around other people. They want to make you feel small, that you're unimportant. They want to rub it in your face and show you that they're liked by other people. And why would somebody do that? Because they are extremely, extremely insecure, and they want to fill you with that insecurity to make you feel like you're nothing, okay? And that actually happened to me at a family party that I was at, where the covert narcissist completely ignored me, completely ignored, you know, my family and everything, my immediate family and everything like that. And they were going around and saying hello to everybody. They saw us and deliberately said nothing to us. And why was that? Because they wanted to make us feel like we were nothing, okay? And they wanted to boast in front of other people that they are liked, that, you know, they're in with everybody. And it took a long time to figure out why somebody would do something like that, and it's all rooted in their deep jealousy and their deep insecurity, okay? So when a covert narcissist does something like that, you are a threat to that covert narcissist. So what they need to do is make you feel like you're nothing, and they love to use outsiders to do it, okay? To show you that they have the support of these outside people. They also use outsiders to gang up against you as well, all right? So a covert narcissist does not unite people, they divide people. And covert narcissistic friends, they divide you as well. They'll get together with the certain people that they have contacts with, and they will not include you or not tell you when they're getting together with other people. Why? Because they want to make you the outsider. And what happens when somebody makes you the outsider? It makes you feel alone. It makes you feel depressed. And it takes away your power, your self-worth, and your self-confidence because you start to think that there's something wrong with you. That's why you've got to know who the fuck you are and know that these people that do these kind of things are insecure, insecure. That's why they need that validation from these outside people to make themselves feel like they're important. It's all rooted in their insecurity and their jealousy at you, okay? So these are the ways that the covert narcissist, you know, these are the main reasons why a covert narcissist is going to, you know, be nice to outsiders and to ignore you. And the thing is, you guys, The bottom line is, understand that these people, they're evil to the core. They're evil to the core. They're not kind. They feel threatened. They always want to feel superior to you. So in order to feel superior, it's like a popularity contest with a covert narcissist. And what covert narcissists typically do when they want to put you down, they'll say something like, well, you have no friends. You have no friends. But see, a covert narcissist doesn't have a lot of friends. They have acquaintances. They have people that they network with. But a covert narcissist can never be a true friend because they don't want to be there in the tough times. They abandon people. They ghost people. That's why they burn bridges, all right? But what they want to do is they want to portray that they're popular. Covert narcissists love to portray that they're popular, that people like them, nobody likes you, there's something wrong with you. And again, all of this is to break your spirit, break your self-confidence, and make you feel like you're a nobody, you're a nothing, and they're wonderful and they're special. So never, ever, you know, once you recognize you're dealing with a covert narcissist, realize that you're dealing with somebody who's got the spirit of Cain, somebody who's very jealous, somebody who's insecure, somebody who doesn't include you. They love to isolate people. This is their tool to try to hurt you, is to isolate you. And that, again, will create depression in you or anxiety or make you feel like there's something wrong with you. These are all ways they try to control people, okay? Always they try to control people to make you feel like you're nothing. So to just recap, why a covert narcissist is nice to outsiders and cruel to you at home. They show their coldness a lot at home, and they're distant, and they don't show you affection, and they freeze you out and make you feel alone. Understand this. The reason that they're nice to these outsiders is they're worried about their image. They need that outside validation from outsiders. They look to use these outsiders to network in the future for something they may want, or they use these outsiders to gang up against you and have them in their corner to make you look like you're crazy. So they're trying to line them up, you know, maybe to support them if they have a falling out with you and you try to expose the covert narcissist. Nobody will believe you. And this is why, you know, they use outsiders to, you know, as a form of control and a form of power to, you know, boost themselves up and, you know, validate themselves by getting these other people to like them, and also to rub it in your face and make you feel like you're nothing. They want to make you feel like you're nothing. So you guys understand the beast that you're dealing with, and they are a beast. They have an evil spirit that looks to hurt people in an indirect, passive-aggressive way, and they use other people to back them. They feel like the more people that back them or agree with them, you know, the more this will all work against you, all right? So know who you are and understand that these other people, they don't see the covert narcissist for who they are, because number one, they may not know what covert narcissism is. So they don't realize that all this flattery and everything is just to manipulate them, you know, for support or for a supply, or to use them against you, all right? These other people, unless they really, you know, educated on narcissism, they may not recognize it. They may just say, oh, they're such a nice person. Oh, they offered to help me with this. Oh, you know, how can you say anything badly about the covert narcissist? They're so nice, all right? But they don't recognize that all of that niceness is nothing but manipulation, because the intent of that niceness is not to be nice. That intent of that niceness is to use these outsiders for their own support, either against you or to use them for some kind of supply in the future, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, please hit the subscribe button. Please share. Sorry this podcast was a little choppy because I'm out, you know, and, you know, it's hard to record because of the noise that's all around me. Have a great day, you guys, and don't forget to share the podcast. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.